Ciao.
Thank you, sir.
Shall we start?
The problem. Start the clock.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Fire away, Captain.
Boom.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Welcome back, motherfuckers.
There it is.
There it is. That's how we start the show. So, if you could not tell from the laughs, if JJ cut those out, we have a special fucking guest today.
Yeah, it's a lady friend that's not one of our wives.
Yeah. So we're going to have to change her name to Tammy and blur out her face on the videos. Like she's in protective custody because we are going to get into it today.
Voice muffling.
Just make me like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, who's that dude you guys had on your show?
Oh, yeah, if we slow her voice down, it'll deepen it.
Yeah, and what I'm going to talk about, you're going to think I'm a dude.
And then she's going to talk like this. Yeah. That girl you had on had a real deep voice.
Yeah. Single dudes, sorry for your luck, man. We are not the dating show today. We are going to give you advice and insight, though, so you're not a fucking loser. How about that?
Or a fucking creeper.
A creeper. You're not a fucking creeper.
They're out there.
They are fucking everywhere.
I'm pretty sure some of our friends are creepers.
Our 100%. Friends are going to be like, oh, shit. Hi. They're going to tag in on
fucking
Instagram.
I'm like, I have photos. You guys want to see
it? Oh, Jesus. We'll put them on the website.
Oh, man.
All right. So today, we're going to drink some good whiskey because we have our friend here in the studio.
Yeah, buddy.
And we'll introduce her here in a minute, but you guys know how this thing goes.
We'll ramble for 15 minutes and then we'll be like, oh shit.
Yeah, we'll talk and then be like, oh, by the way, oops. So we're going to drink this Westward whiskey, man. This shit's really good.
Yeah.
This is just Vienna malt. I don't know what that means, but they numbered their bottles. So this is bottle 217, exclusive release, blah, 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 blah. 90 proof, 45% by volume.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I think we can probably power through this.
Like the whole bottle? That is a hefty fucking task, sir.
I think we could probably do it. All right, fuck it. Let's pour it up.
All right.
I did have one of my dates tell me, like, you're scary to drink with. You can keep up. And he was 6'6".
Oh, dang.
I was like, is that a compliment? Or
dang. You're like, yes. My wife can keep up pretty well. But there are just some girls. Our friend married this girl. She was 5'6" and like a 115. And that girl could just drink. And like she didn't change. She would drink and drink and drink. And you'd be like, dude, can you? I watched you drink 15 gin and tonics. Can you change at all? And she would just still be like, she'd get a little bit kind of like looser. But she just.
She had been practicing.
Dude, like a machine. It was
People
crazy.
Do this for a living. It's a thing.
I know, but I don't think she was an alcoholic. She could just fucking hold her liquor. Maybe she was an alcoholic. I don't know, but she kept her shit together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gin and tonics are clear. Was she drinking water?
Yeah. Just water with this water. Squeeze a lime in it. Man, your girl can drink. Yeah, she pees a lot, too. Like, God damn it, she's just hydrating.
I need you to get up real quick, because you keep making noise in the chair.
Yeah. Fucking circuses.
What happens when you get like cheapy chairs? These are not like good chairs.
You're talking shit about my chair now?
I bought the chair, so I mean, like, I'm just talking shit about my taste in chairs, apparently.
Everybody tuning in, they need new chairs.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us a couple chairs.
Yeah.
Lazy boy, are you out there?
Yeah, Jerome's. Do you listen to this, Jerome? Yeah, do you want to sponsor us?
We're asking for the wrong sponsors. We're asking for whiskey sponsors. Maybe we should get furniture sponsors.
I feel like that's not a far leap. It's not a big expense.
No.
Right?
No, I'll take the shit you have on your showroom floor. Yeah. I'm not picky.
Couple lazy boys.
Yeah, if they're broken in, maybe some massage chairs. Can you imagine if we were like fucking laid back in like a zero gravity massage chair right now?
Yeah, unless you hear the whoa.
Yeah, it's a very different podcast. I found my mom's lightsaber. Anyways.
We're getting sideways.
Yeah. So should we shamelessly self-promote ourselves right now?
100%.
Yeah?
Damn, Jesus.
She said yes.
About it, yes. Okay. So YouTube Shattered Wisdom. Go on there. Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Don't let that like button be lonely. Mm-hmm. Click it, click, 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 clickety, click it. Mm-hmm. TikTok, Shattered Wisdom. Instagram, Shattered Wisdom Podcast. If you want to get to Jarrett or me, ShatteredWisdom_Jack, ShatteredWisdom_Jarrett.
Are we putting your shit out on blast? We're not, are we? No.
No, okay. She does. Okay. She shakes her head violently.
You see what that bullet point over there says, the right? Like, somebody's got to be able to find you for that.
I mean, I did post you guys already, like, oh, well, so you guys can repost, and okay. they'll be able to find it if they want to.
Okay.
Nice. And then, of course, ShatteredWisdomPodcast.com.
Yep.
Or ShatteredWisdom.com, sorry. A couple things, though, for all y'all lazy sons of bitches, our Topgolf is sold out.
Yep, told you it was going to happen, and it happened.
You should have done it. You fucked around, you found out.
Oh, well.
Dofo, though, we have secured a date for Dofo. Mm-hmm. October 5th. So if you want to go to the Dofo dinner, get on and buy your tickets early, because they're going to sell out just like the Top Golf did.
Yeah, 100%.
So get on there, secure your spot, and then come have a great time at Dofo. It's so good. The wine's good. The food will be fucking great.
Yeah, the entertainment will be good. Yeah. We'll have all of us there, so it'll be fun.
Yes, sir.
We have Sammy in the house.
Hi, Sammy.
Hey.
And we've talked about Sammy a lot.
We have.
We appreciate Sammy a lot. So thanks for coming out. It's good to have you here.
I appreciate you more. You're welcome.
We are going to do... So why don't we have her draw a question, then we'll give you all the things.
She knows how it goes. She listens.
Yeah.
Name top three bucket list trips.
For me, Australia.
Okay.
Really want to go to Australia. I hear it's gorgeous. Australia or New Zealand. I hear they're both pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to go to Thailand because you talk about it. Amazing. Kendra talks about it. Her friends, everybody says Thailand's so amazing and it's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, so this is going to sound strange. Kendra's friend went to Antarctica. And she said it was absolutely amazing. And to me, Antarctica seems like a, you know,
a frozen
tundra, like white rice on a paper plate with a glass of milk in a snowstorm. You know,
yeah, I don't know how
and maybe 10 penguins. I don't know what the fuck's up there, but they said it was pretty amazing. So, if not Antarctica, then like Patagonia. I hear Patagonia is gorgeous.
Hmm.
Go like hike around through there.
How about it, Miss Sammy?
I think I would go to like Scotland, go golfing.
Yeah.
And probably like Italy or Paris, just to eat the food and watch the people.
Mm-hmm.
And 1969. Can we go back?
Can we?
It's a trip, right?
Yeah, it's a bucket list. You can find Doc Brown.
Yeah,
he can take you anywhere, anytime.
You go. Yeah, I want to go back for the cars.
Nice. Yeah, 100%.
And you, Mr. Jarrett?
So there's so many places, man. I want to go back to Norway.
Mm.
Norway was gorgeous. Norway is absolutely beautiful. It's just fucking expensive. I'd go back to Sicily. I had a really good time in Sicily. Really good food, really good wine, really good times. Mm-hmm. Small island. I mean, you can bounce around and do whatever you wanted. It's fun. And then Australia, because the only place I didn't go while I was in the Navy that I actually wanted to go was Australia. So I think that'll be on my bucket list for sure, man, just because I never got to go.
Sure.
And I want to fight a kangaroo.
The big buff ones?
Yeah, the big buff ones. They're right, they'll all get wrecked. See those dudes punching them to save their dogs and shit?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, dog. Hey, man, if you can't make it, you can't make it. I don't know what to tell you.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Yeah. It's like I'm not fighting a coyote for my fucking Frenchie. I'm not fighting a fucking kangaroo for my dog either.
I know you got a Corso.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't fucking fight, homie. At that size?
They got the bite force stronger than a lion.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you better be able to fuck up a kangaroo.
I would hope so.
Your Corso and your French, you're like Pinky in the Brain or what?
Red and Snoopy.
There you go.
The girl is smart. The boy's dopey as fuck.
That's how we all are. Story of our lives.
Yeah, for the Corsos.
And bringing us to
Sammy's like, yeah, so let's roll right into it.
So how about this? Let's cheers so we can drink.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, cheers, brother.
Cheers.
fuck that up.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad, huh?
That's pretty all right.
Yeah, I fucking told you.
I like it.
There you go. All right, so we got Sammy's approval.
Sammy's banged out.
More, please.
So don't worry, we've got a lot. So, all right, so today we are going to get into dating, right? So from a female's perspective. So we had my brother on here, and he kind of ran rampant and did his whole thing about Viagra and Cialis and all kinds of shit that people didn't want to know about. But he ranted and raved and said that it's dynamite in a barrel and it's this easy thing and blah, 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 blah. But I want to get the flip side perspective, right? I mean, like, there's obviously a fucking story there. There's obviously a whole lot of shit that you deal with that we don't know about because nobody's hitting us. No dudes are hitting us up. So we're going to dive into that today.
And his dynamite in a barrel, by the way, is Facebook dating.
Oh, 100%. It's the easiest thing ever. I loved it. Like, it was just very, like, easy. You know, like, I went on Bumble, too, but Facebook dating, it was. It was, like, there's thousands of people. I swipe left on, like, 99.9.
So that's the one. The Facebook dating is the one.
It's just the easiest. You're already on Facebook. You just, like, tap it, and you're already there.
I think, though, dating would come easy to you. You're, like, an attractive female. You could probably go anywhere and be like, hey, someone want to go on a date with me? And they'd be like, do I have to take a number? Or is this like a lottery system?
Oh, yeah, do you have a specific type?
Getting a date isn't the problem. It's getting a quality date. That's the problem.
There we go.
You mean those aren't fucking all over the place, running rampant?
Nice. So what dating app would you, like, if you're okay, so if you're not, like, just trying to have some fun.
Wait. Hang on. Are we prefacing this beginning of this story with, sorry, gentlemen, she's taken?
Yes.
Okay, so sorry, guys. Missed your window.
I met him on Facebook dating.
Oh, nice.
So you guys fucked up.
He is a stallion of a man, heart of gold, walking, talking thirst trap. Like, he's awesome.
Okay. Nice.
I'm so lucky.
She's really off the fucking market.
Yeah, she's off the market. So
she deleted Facebook entirely.
Yeah, so sorry, dudes. Like I said at the beginning, this isn't the dating game. You might have some friends though who are single who have stories too that we could play some games with.
I wish you could see her smile right now. She's like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure that you have stories about your friends too. So sorry guys, this isn't we're not the matchmakers today. This is just a good friend of ours who's gonna tell us her side and her perspective because the relationship is fairly new and you met him on a dating app. So this is exactly what we want to know. As two fucking dudes who have no idea what dating app life is about. So I digress, but I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to get out in front of that one and so people aren't like fucking looking for her Instagram on like trolling her shit
on it right now.
I'm all bring it on, guys. Like I know how to turn it down.
Yeah, she's got a really good personality, man. It'd be fucking hilarious for her to be like fucking all these creeps to listen to your show.
she takes zero shit, by the way, gentlemen.
I got 1,200 new followers after the
air. I survived Facebook dating, so
all right, so back to dating apps. So there's a lot out there. Which ones have you dabbled in?
Well, the ones that I dabbled in, like, most recently, just, like, you know, in the last, like, year or so, was Facebook dating and Bumble.
Okay,
and Bumble's where the girl has to hit the guy up?
No, it's either way.
Oh, okay.
But I really like that one because it had, like, a little more of, like, preferences. Like, it didn't just, like, say, like, do you have kids? It was, like, you could put an option there, like, has kids and wants more, or has kids and doesn't want more. So you got like a little more info, and then it'll also say like if you were left or right wing, you know?
Okay.
So I'll be like, oh, wow, this guy's bio is great. He's hot. Never mind.
Yes. All right.
So like on your bio, what would you put as a lady? That's a good thing we should, because I've had some, like, a friend of mine just put, just a nice guy, like, looking for fun. And that was it for a blurb about himself. Like, what kind of, how deep into it do you go, or did you go, I should say, when you had just setting up yours?
Well, you guys did talk about that, and it was, like, almost like less is more, which is great for guys to do. Because once you guys open your mouth or state something, we are instantly, like, just shut up and look pretty. Right? And so I went on, and I did, like, I changed it so many times, right? Like, I would show my friends, they're like, Sam, you can't put that. And I'm like, they're not reading it. And they're like, nobody's reading it? I'm like, no. No, I would literally put in, and they're like, hey, I'm looking for a peckerwood. And, like, people would still hit me up that didn't understand the term, you know, like, try to match with me. Or, like tall, like, I would put that. And, like, you still get guys that are, like, 5'4", like, oh, girl, you know?
Yeah.
What a short king.
Climb that tree. I'm
like, I don't want a short king. Cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, guys are just looking at your pictures. They don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Right. So, I mean, I would put things in there, like, you know, what I was looking for and, like, everything about me, which, like, you know me, like, I'm, like, I don't want to say it, like, sounding like a trans or anything, but, like, I'm like a dude with tits, you know? Like, I put it out there pretty upfront, very easygoing, very confident, you know? Like, I don't care about what everybody else thinks. I'm not one of those girls that's all gushy or, like, trying to, like, trip you up on what you're doing or anything like that. So, like, you know, I came off like very easygoing and stuff, and trust me, on some of the dates that I like followed through to the end, I was like, yeah, I'm very easygoing. Jesus, I can't believe I made it all the way through that date. And like, I actually got to the point where I was like, I would be into the date like 10 minutes and I'd be like, this is definitely not for me, but I'm gonna give this dude a good date. Like, nice. And just hang out and like, yeah, I'm like, and then maybe if he's lucky at the end, I'll give him some advice on like,
yes,
do's and don'ts.
I'd be like, okay, let's recap. Yeah, yeah. I've been taking notes. Some notes. Oh, that would be so bad.
That was great. But next time, bring your wallet. Yeah. Also, don't lie about how tall you are.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to meet you in person at some point.
You guys have talked about that too. It was funny because you guys are like, what are they going to do? Measure me? And I'm like, I know how tall 6 foot is.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wearing my heels and we're eye to eye, like, you're not even 5'9 on a good day. Like, there's a problem here. Like, I'm 5'4", so, like,
yeah.
I want to be looking up at you.
Yeah, and your dude's pretty tall. I've met him.
He's 6'6".
Yeah, he's tall. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
So that's your style, right? Over 6?
Over 6, for sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, common ground. I hear that all the time. And for me, I'm, like, I am 5'11".
Right on the cusp.
I'm 5'11". I might lie and say I'm 6 foot.
That's close enough.
Because like, with shoes on,
yeah,
I'm fucking, if a hat, like, if you measure the button on the top of the hat,
yeah,
I'm probably at 6 foot.
And if you got, like, a personality or big dick energy, it adds a couple inches. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I have all that, but I'm taking 2 ladies.
Sorry, ladies.
I'm also, I'm sorry, a podcaster. If you didn't know, I'm a podcaster. I'm kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big fucking deal over here. We got up here creepy or funny messages. Like, you ever had somebody just hit you up, like left field, like, I don't know, whatever weird dudes say, but, like, I like your bathroom, and you don't have any pictures of your bathroom on your thing or something?
I mean, I've had them tell me, like, you're, like, the cleanest chick out, because I do have a picture, like, in my bathroom or whatever.
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
Like, oh, you're, like, the cleanest chick ever, or you don't live there.
Oh.
And I was like, what are you dating? Like, that's my bathroom. But, no, I've had, like, some, like, of course, they come out of the woodworks. Mm. Like, you guys are talking about, like, shooting fish in a barrel or dynamite in a barrel. Like, and, like, guys will come out and just say, like, pretty much what they're looking for right away. If they're just looking to hook up, like, they'll just come at you hard.
Really?
Right? Yeah. And, like, I've had dudes, like, tell me, like, I want to draw your picture. Come to my house. Get naked. I want to do this and this and this and this to your body. And I'm like, wow. You know, that really sounds great. I would love those things done to my body. But the fact that you're, like, I'm like, hi, my name is, and you're already telling me that. Like, who else are you telling that to? Like, what are you, like, where have you been, you know?
That's
like
a copy and paste job in every chick.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like guys just sit there and swipe right on, which right is, like, I like you, like, let's match.
Right, that's okay. Good, okay.
So, I feel like guys, like, most guys will just sit there and swipe right on everything, because that saves time, right? Like, you're not looking at pictures, not looking at bios, and then whenever the girl goes, oh my god, I got him, yeah, it's like, and they look to see who it is, if they match you back, then you can filter from there.
Yes.
That's what I feel like guys do.
It's a numbers game.
And I am the complete opposite.
Okay.
I swiped left on so many people, it stopped giving me matches in this state and this country.
Damn.
I was like, no, I don't want Jose that's 5'4 from Tijuana. Like, it got that bad, you know? And then, like, guys from, like, Fresno and, like, Visalia. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to travel far and wide to find
there's nobody around for here.
Well, but how much time do you need to save that you can't read, gentlemen, like, a one-paragraph bio? Like, why do you have to swipe right so fast? Like, yes! Like, no, oh, hey, no, she likes
Hot not, like, fucking
right?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you're upfront with your intentions, right? So if you're like, hey, I'm not looking for anything. I just want to hook up with hot chicks. Sometimes chicks are on there for that, right? Like, some people are on there for that shit, but not everybody is there for that. So
well, it's a strange concept to me because I've never been like a one night stand person.
Yeah.
Like if you told me, Jack, I want you to go into a bar and strike up a conversation with a girl and take her home, I would get kind of weird about it. And I have a big personality. I talk to everybody. I have, I'm a social butterfly, but that's just like not my style. So
go through a divorce, drink some more, and then we'll talk.
But like the hookup, yeah, the, yeah. I can see that. Okay. But okay. The, yeah. Like the hookup culture type thing. Mm-hmm. Like for me, that's why, I mean, I guess I'm kind of asking you questions from my perspective or stating things from my perspective. I would have to like kind of get to know somebody. I don't know. It's just kind of different for me.
Yeah.
Call me old fashioned, but
simple Jack.
Simple yeah. Jack.
I'm old fashioned like that too, for sure. And like, that's something that's very difficult because trying to get somebody like when you're sitting there and swiping and matching and everything, and you're trying to strike up conversations, like it was just very difficult for me to sit there and like, I counted one time and there was like 72 people that I had either an open conversation with or had matched with like recently. You know what I mean? And so to sit there and like have a conversation with this person about this and then a conversation with this person about that. And like you get like it all becomes like just like melts together, you know, and it gets very confusing, to be sure. honest, because you're like, wait, was I talking to you about that?
Or right. you go back right. in your messages.
Oh, shit.
Or you start catching feelings for somebody in a certain way. And then but then you like got to like stop, like put that on hold to like explore that, because you know, like guys hate it when you're just like, hey, woo, we match, you're basically my boyfriend until yes. I decide I don't like you, you know what I mean? So yeah. it gets really confusing and it's like rough.
So Greg that we had on the show, Greg the my buddy who's a tattooist, he had a female apprentice named Yasmin. Tall, blonde, good looking, all tattooed, like blasted done, and she was on plenty of fish.
I did that a long time ago.
Dude, she would come in, because I was in Greg's shop like most Fridays helping him out, just screwing around, hanging out. She'd come in and she'd be like, oh, men are such fucking pigs. And here's Greg and I in long-term marriages. Yeah. And we'd be like, what now? Well, I'm on plenty of fish. We're like, that's your first mistake.
100%.
Number one. Yeah. Number two, this guy this, and they just want to fuck, and they just send me this picture, and they would say this, and they say that. They don't take any time to get to know me. They just blah. And we're like, maybe try something different, because she wanted a relationship.
Yeah.
And at that point, there was like plenty of fish. I don't even know if Tinder was a thing, but like the eHarmonies and the chemistry.com, we were like, dude, go on eHarmony. Like if you want a like legit kind of relationship, pay the that's whatever what people, it is, 50 yeah. bucks or whatever, and like pursue it that way.
Those ones are difficult because they want like so much information, like right up front, you know, like they want like a freaking like social bio on you that's like all the way from like head to toe, left and right, like back from your child. Like they just want everything information, you know, like big, huge pair. Like they ask you a ton of questions on those. That's why I kind of like Bumble, because like you could actually put like more information without it taking so much like time. You know what I mean? Like, and you like, once you divulge all this information, like things come off a lot different when you're reading it than when you're experiencing it with somebody. Right. You know what I mean? So I could sit here and tell you about myself all day long. And like when you're reading it, you might perceive it differently than when if you actually just meet me. Obviously, because I'm sitting here like, hey, this guy sounds rad. And then like I go on a date with him, like, why didn't I just like ask for like a coffee date? Why did I ask for an entire day in Santa Monica with this guy?
Yeah. Like you're trapped.
That's what, fucking crazy. do you ever do like the girl thing where they, you send a text to your friend, like, hey, I'm going on a date. If I need backup, I'm going to text you something and you call me like it's an emergency.
No. Okay. I handle my own, but my mom has my location, and I'm like my mom's like my best friend. So I'm sitting here like, hey mom, this is what I'm going out with, you know, and I'll send her a picture, you know, and she's like, oh, he's cute, you know, or whatever. But I'll do that.
And then, oh, boring, huh? Cute guy, boring. That's about the fucking standard.
But then that, like, I have no problem. Like, I don't know. I mean, even the dude I'm with now, like the first time I met him was at his house, and I just showed up, and it was like nighttime, and it was like an hour away from my house, and And he opened the door. I gave him a hug and walked in. And he looked down at me because, you know, I'm 5'4". He's 6'6". He looked down as I walked in. He goes, "You're brave." And then I felt like that girl on The Wrong Missy when she busts out her, like, her big-ass knife with that Sheila. Like, you know? And I, like, opened my purse and I was like, "It's all good." Like,
he was like, "Whatever. I'm covered, motherfucker."
You're like, "You should be scared."
I'm like, "Yeah, I've been through worse shit than what you can put me through." Yeah, so bring it.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done.
You're worried that I'm thinking you're the crazy one. I'm a little problem. Here comes
Sammy. Oh, dang. Jesus. That's fucking wild.
Sammy's wild.
She is. And it's funny. We'll be hanging out at a party, and she just, whatever comes in her head comes out her mouth. And it's like, all right, cool. Fuck yeah. Sammy can
Yeah, you're right. Fuck those guys. Yeah, they're my friends, but good. Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm going to go tell him.
I'm gonna let him know that Sammy doesn't like
them. Hey, you might leave. Yeah, no, the brunette over there that's 5'4", she's going to kick your ass.
She's got a Quetta in her purse.
So on the whole creepier, funny messages when you were dating, how many dick pics did you get? And would guys just like fire them off?
Unsolicited. Yeah.
I can say that I never got dick pics just like directly sent to me without saying anything.
Okay.
But once once a phone number was exchanged, yes, 100%. I'm like, cool. It's great. Like, you have a dick.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen. And
can I get a picture of your fucking bank account?
What's your 401k look like?
I'm all, wait, but like, can we get like a whole picture? Because how do I know that's your dick?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, exactly. I Googled it. I Googled 11-inch dong and sent it to you.
And I'm not even going to lie. When I started talking to my dude, I solicited him for a dick pic because I was like, dude, you live an hour away. Like, what if I get there and like, I like you? And then like, it gets down to that and... it's not even something I would feed to my dog. And I'm like, fuck, I wasted my time. Like,
it's another hour home.
Like, I'm a nurse. I see dicks all the time. And there is some scary shit out there. I swear. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe people have to watch me touch this right now. Like,
oh man.
So don't go to nursing school. I don't know what's going to
do. Or when you're looking at it, it's like, how am I going to put this into that? Like, oh. There's some scary shit out there. So, you know, like, an unsolicited dick pic, yeah, okay, kind of creepy, whatever. Like, I you know, I'm kind of easygoing. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, let's see how the date goes. But, like, when it comes out like that, I'm just like, can you guys just get a little bit of more of a personality for me? You know? And then they, like, instantly, like, they want you. I'm like, we haven't even talked for, like, more than 5 minutes. Do you know my name? And they, like, already want to see, like, naked pictures of me. I'm like, there are free websites for you to see strangers naked.
You're like, Pornhub, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here for dating.
Like, yeah. I want to meet a nice person.
Which is crazy to be so front. Could you imagine, let's say you're in a bar and you meet a guy, you strike up a conversation. He's like, cool, that's great. Oh, you seem real sweet. And he just zips and like, bang, just whips there it is.
Exactly. That's what it's like. You're just like, would you really do that in like real life?
See, but on the other side of that, like, I don't think dudes get unsolicited tit pics. I don't think that girls are just like, oh, look at my titties. Like, you got a great personality. We should go on a date.
Well, some of the girls' pictures that they have on there are just like very like, oh, wow, we can barely not see your nipple, you thirsty little thing. Like, you know, like, because I've gone on the other side of it and I've seen it and I've seen what girls post and stuff. And it's like, all right, you're not leaving much to like, so like guys, they don't even have to, you know?
Huh.
Yeah, well, why try?
I mean, fucking, why even hit them? Like, so those are the girls who are probably getting like, hey, nice shoes, want to fuck? Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, what you put out there, you're going to attract.
Yeah. If you're in a turtleneck, like, somebody's going to be like, pass.
Remember I showed you my profile at one point, and you were like, oh, well, no wonder you're getting what you're getting. Like, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll take that picture down. You know what I mean?
Guys are very, very one-track minded and simple and easy. And although some guys might not be that way up front and all of the time, we're guys. We are, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to all achieve the same goal.
Yeah.
So.
But like even Jeremy. So when Jeremy introduced us to Facebook dating, we'll keep going back to this because it blew us away. And he's like, yeah, dude, check it out. And he pulled it up and Jarrett and I are looking over his shoulder and we're like, wow, no. Wow. Oh, hey. Wow. I mean, it was just a lot of like, and it's a wide variety from the turtleneck to like you said, like half your areolas. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not full nipple, but, you know, it's like a quarter moon.
Yeah.
So it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And it's like girls will like filter their pictures like so much. Like I was always really good about putting like, everybody's like, well, you actually look better than your pictures. Like, you know, nice. Like girls will filter their pictures, whereas guys will filter their life. And be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm honest and single. And then you're CEO. Like, no, just like, I'm single and honest. And it's like I'm a friend. I'm on those Facebook group pages that are like, are we dating the same guy? And yes! they're like, this dude's got, he's married, he's got kids, he's lives with them, like, you know, and that's what you get. That's what you're wondering about when these guys won't, like, they want to hit you up and they want to talk to you and they want to solicit you for your pictures and stuff. But at the end of the day, they're over there, they can't meet up with you on any certain day because they're married or living with somebody.
Right.
You know, and so you can't go to their house and stuff, or they can't commit to doing a date or anything like that, you know?
So a very good friend of mine is single, and he said, I'm terrified of being on that site, the are we dating the same guy site. He's like, I'm fucking terrified.
That's crazy that you can like back check that.
Well,
it's a good thing.
I was scared that I was on the guy's one, and it was so funny. So I went and I found a guy's one, and I was like, never mind, I'm not that worried. There's only like 40 members in this group.
Yeah, yeah. Because guys don't give a shit.
I was like, what are they saying about me? Like, because these girls are brutal.
Are they really? Guys.
Oh, yes. Like, they will say things. And it's so funny because, like, they'll be like, probably can't say this. I'm going to get kicked out of the group. So whatever. I don't like the little girl gang shit. But they, like, I'll see dudes that I've dated. And I'm like, hey, did you know you're famous? And I'll like, send it to them. Like, but yeah, they're brutal on there to these guys. Like,
really?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oof.
My dude was on there, and I was like, hey.
Oh, shit. By the way.
And he was all pissed off, because he was like, well, I would like to know who I'm dating. Like, and I'm like, it was anonymous.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, and if you're Facebook dating, you're going to meet people, you're going to talk to people, and sometimes people are like, fucking, nah, we're dating. We went on a date. You're mine now.
Well, yeah, these girls, like, want to try to, like, oh, is there any tea or gossip on this guy? And I'm like, probably. Like, he's online dating.
He's a guy.
Yeah. And if he hasn't told you that he's exclusively dating you, assume he's dating other people.
Like, yeah. You got to make it official. Otherwise, it's unofficial and it's open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these girls are just out there giving all of us a bad name. So that's why these guys are like, why try? Like, why don't I just...
I think that's both sides. I think that's both sides, right? So like, guys will come off aggressive as fuck, like, hey, whatever, want to hang out or hook up or whatever, and then girls are like, oh, guys are fucking pigs. And then on the flip side of that, girls are like talking shit about dudes, like, oh, you guys ain't shit and blah blah blah. So I think it's just a catch 22.
100%.
And but I think that's why a lot of like I think a lot of people will online date, but if they get approached in person, they're like, oh no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like, I can't read your bio.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, why not? If they could walk up, can you imagine that, ladies? If you go into a bar and you start talking to a guy and you're like, okay, no, give me all your information first. And he pulls out like a 3x5 index card with like, here I am, and you have to show me your resume. That's a
perfect,
like, first
idea. Can we get everybody to do that? Just keep a card in your
wallet. Keep a card in your wallet. Be like, I'll tell you what, here's this. Read it through. I'm going to go get another beer. If you like it in 10 minutes, signal me. Wave it all. Summon me and I'll come back and we can continue.
That's not a bad idea. You can get pocket those like we have business cards?
Yeah.
If I was a girl trying to date, I'd walk into the bar and be like, all right, everybody, give me your cards.
All right,
cards.
Frank, I will pick from there. Is Frank in here? Yeah. All right, you're okay. Jeremy? Do you want it back or can I just throw it in the trash?
Yeah.
No, I printed 1,000 of those. I'm really looking.
I should probably take those out of your windshield wipers too. I'm sorry.
I put one on every car in the parking lot.
There's a QR code on the back that's got my phone number.
Can the three of you meet me in the corner over here? Like, we're going to talk. We're going to do the group chat.
We're going to fight off. Nice. Whoever wins, wins.
Dude, it's like time is short too. So I always think like I almost was to the point where I was going to try to like get like three dudes to like meet up at the same place at the same time. And we could all just hang out and talk. Like, that'll be a good personality test right there. Like,
like a panel interview.
Can you imagine if a dude did that with three girls though? He'd be a pig. See, like we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Guys would actually compete to like hang out with you though, but like girls would be like, you know what, girls, we don't need this fucking loser.
I wonder if I would go on a date like that. Like, hey, I got two other girls coming on this date. Life is short. I'd be like, Good point.
Good point. Are they cute?
You end up with two friends and no dude.
Yeah. We're all going shopping and you're going home.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we doing tonight, ladies? Nothing.
Oh, you're yeah. going home. They'd be like, we're going to the club to find a decent guy and you can go back on your dating app. You yeah. go back to Bumble for you.
You could hit so many more numbers if you just group dated.
That's what I'm talking about. Hmm. Like, it would just go a lot faster.
Yeah.
And you would, like, get through a lot of things, because, like, going on a one-on-one date, like, you get, like, what they're giving you.
Right.
You put them in front of other people, and you're like, who is that?
Yeah.
Nice. So let's, the next topic we have, our bullet point here, is the dude-to-date ratio. So like you said you at one point you had 72 conversations open. So let's say you, and I broke this down with the, when I was talking about another guy I work with. Let's say you swipe on 100. There's 100 options. How many do you think you would swipe? I don't know, but this is all ballpark stuff.
Yeah, we don't expect you to have the actual figures.
What do you think, like, if you were doing it, how many would you swipe right or yes, I'll agree to go on a date with you?
Any of the conversations that I had open were people I would I have already swiped right on. And okay. So if there's, like, just, like, let's just say there's 72, I would say, like, if any of them asked me to go on a date, I would say yes.
Okay.
Okay. But
how many would, but let's say if you have 100, how many would you swipe right on? Let's say if you had
72.
72.
Well, we're talking about the ones I had already swiped right on. Let's just go back to that point, like, where there was, like, I was going through, like, thousands of these, like, things, like, swiping left so much. Out of 100, I would probably swipe right on, like two.
Oh, dang.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's, I think that there's, like, a lot more dudes out there, like, sure. doing it, you know, and, like, I don't know. I'm kind of picky. Like, I have a little bit of a, like...
type?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I've met them.
Yep.
But it's kind of funny because I'm like, that's okay because everybody's type is their own type. Like, my friends are looking at the type that I have and they're like, you are nuts. And I'm like, I like it. Like, it's good. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I'm looking at their type. I'm like, that guy's a dork.
If you listen to this show... I know Sammy's type. You're not it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's three people who listen to this show that might could be.
Yeah. But, that's the ratio right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. Well, that fucking answers that question. Never mind.
But you'd go out like whenever. I mean, like, you. It's not hard for you to get a date, I'm sure. So if you Tuesday night, if somebody was like, hey, let's go grab dinner, you're like, fuck it, I haven't eaten yet. Let's go.
Getting a guy to say, let's go grab dinner, even when you specifically say, ask me to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is like pulling teeth.
Really?
Yes.
What would they want to do instead? Just fuck?
Conversation that leads nowhere. Let's hang out. Or I would like send a picture of like something that I was cooking at home. Or say like, oh yeah, I'm like getting stoned in my house. Like, I'm gonna be like, I want to come over and get high with you. I'm like, what? No, dude. I want to sit in my underwear, be stoned by myself on my couch, and eat the food that I cooked. And you just want to come over here and like ruin my little peaceful moment and like not take me out or like then I got to entertain you? Are you kidding me? You know, like, and I would say like, ask me out on a date.
Like, yeah.
And they still wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's funny, too, because...
I can't because my wife is home.
Yeah. I can't get my wedding ring off because my finger's swollen.
I got a tan line right now.
I don't have a debit card. Like.
Well, but... And, too, everybody's different behind a keyboard.
1,000%.
Like, everybody's tough behind a keyboard. Everybody's a hero of their own story. Everybody's a fucking rock star. Everybody's everything when they're sitting behind a fucking keyboard or sitting behind their telephone. They're all fucking something that they're not. Yeah. And to you, directly, will ask me on a date. Fucking failure to launch.
Why are you here?
I feel like that's like a little bit of my downfall too, because like I'm very direct. Like I could ask, like I'll ask a dude on a date. Like I'm not afraid of that. You know, like I'm confident. I'm like, want to hang out? You know? And if I was that kind of a girl that just wanted to fuck, I wouldn't be scared to say like, hey, you want to fuck either. But I've had some, like, I'm not talking trash on all the dudes. They're not all like that. I've actually been on some really amazing, great dates, like, with guys that, like, are putting forth the effort and, like, really there and really present, you know? And so they are out there. I'm not talking trash on all the dudes or online dating. Like, I've been on some amazing dates and I, like, had some great times. And I've actually, like, made friends from it, too. You know, so it's not all bad.
How many dates have you gone on where you've actually just had a good time? But not clicked.
Yeah, like, kind of no
been
like,
you know what? This has been a lot of fun and I really like you, but I just don't see it going forward. And have you actually like kind of become friends or had anything like really happen like that out of it?
That's like a tough question because the dates that I go on where like I'm really clicking with the person, like I will continue to talk to them because okay. I'm pretty picky. Like if I like, I don't like people. So if I like you, like
welcome to the club.
I like yeah. you. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that would be that. But like there would be guys that like I would go on a date with where I'm like, okay, well, I don't not like you, but I know I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Okay.
You know? So like there was that, like there was one dude, like I legit spent a whole day in Santa Monica with somebody, like driving from Riverside
dude
to Santa Monica back. And like, he was talking about our next date on the way home. I knew the first second I laid eyes on him, he was 5 years younger than me, which is like, whoa, like he shows up. He didn't look anything like his pictures. And my friend was at the house and I walk in the door and I look at my friend like, oh my God. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it, you know? We went on, like, it was the longest day ever. And he was talking about our next date and stuff like that. I left something in his car by accident, too. Ooh. And I told him, like, I was like, oh, man.
Just keep that.
I know. I told him, I was like, oh, just keep it. You know, it's cool. But then I was like, oh, man. Like, he was super excited. I'm going to have to ghost this guy. Like, how am I going to let him down gently? Like, I'll be honest. But, like, I don't want to, like, ruin anybody's day that I just spent the whole day with either, you know?
Yeah.
He ghosted me. I was like, oh, thank God.
I ended a date. Excuse me, with a handshake.
Yeah.
We went on a double date. My friends, I was single. My friends, you got to go. Are great. She's a friend of ours. She's so this, she's so that. And we went on the date and she didn't speak. And I'm having to dredge this conversation out of this poor girl. And I'm like this in real life. I'm boisterous and loud. And I'm like trying to pull this out of her. And finally, we finished dinner. And they're like, okay, well, we'll go to the bar. We'll this, we'll that, blah, blah, blah. I go, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I said, it was very nice to meet you. I hope you guys have a good time at the bar. And I shook her hand. And she was looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I shook my buddy's hand and hugged his girlfriend. I'm like, I'll see you later. And I got on my motorcycle and I rode away. And as I'm riding, I feel my pocket vibrating. Because I'm like, and I get back. And he's like, dude, what the fuck? Oh, and I was like, I said, you were sitting next to me. Did you not realize or see the monologue that I was having at this mannequin?
Wait, she was into you and she wasn't talking and you weren't into that?
And I don't think she was into me. This is, hey, by the way, this is pre-internet dating. This is word of mouth dating back in the day.
This is, like, hey, I've got this friend.
You'd like her and, hey, I think you'd like him. And then we met and it was like, nope.
She was doing that, I'm just going to sit here and look pretty and see what happens thing.
I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but I'm like you, dude. I don't fuck around. I'm to the point, like, are we going to date? Like, do you like me? If you like me, you're going to act like you're into me. And she didn't act like she was into anything. Like, she didn't act like she was had a pulse at some points. I'm like, fucking, are you breathing? Can we
stick in the mud?
That fucking head tilt, chin lift. Like, look for your fucking chest moving. Like, what are we doing here? Resuscitator Annie. Like, fuck.
Yeah, you got to bring your A game. And that's another thing, too, because you're sitting there, like, planning these dates with people. And, like, it's like, oh, it's 3 days from now. Like, man, it sounds really great to, like, go on a date, like, in the moment when you're talking.
Right.
But, like, then you got to get ready for it. And you're like, ugh,
every time I'm like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And it's not even to dates. It's, like, to things that I've told people I'd go to. I'm like, oh, JJ, be like, you promised last week that you'd go to this thing. I'm like, fuck.
And that's just like our age, though, too, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe that's why guys don't want to, like, plan anything.
Dude, Tom Segura, the comedian, he does a bit about that. And he said, if you ever want to hear me jack off on the phone, call me and cancel plans on me. You're like, oh, you want to go? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fucking tell me why. Tell me more. Oh, you don't want to? Oh.
The next bullet point we got on there is seeing people you know who are on dating apps. Mm. Other than my brother, did you see anybody that you know on there?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you see anybody you know on there that shouldn't have been on there?
No, thank God.
Okay.
Because they would have...
Yeah, it would have been a problem for them.
Yeah, it would have.
Okay, so you saw people you know. Was it awkward?
Okay, so I'm not awkward about that, but I'm like, dude, we're friends. So the fact that you can sit here and, like, swipe right on me when you have an edge... We have memories together. You know me. You know how to get a hold of me outside of this. Like, you basically just walked up to your friend. Like, imagine you're in person and you're hanging out with your friend. And all of a sudden your friend's like, hey, I would have fucked you all, like, this time that we've been friends. Like, that's basically what you're saying by swiping right and not, like, hitting me up outside of the dating app, right?
Like, why would you not, like, especially if I know you're single and looking and if I have a thing for you, like, why wouldn't I just be like, hey, how about if I just take you out and we see how that goes?
Yeah. Well, like you said, you've got an edge. You've got it in already.
Yeah. Like,
be like at a party, be like, hey, can I talk to you real quick?
Don't swipe left on me and act like you didn't see me there. And then hit me up and be like, hey, I'm single. You're single. And like, I always thought you were a pretty cool chick. Like, do you want, like, remember that one time that we did this? And like, strike up a conversation and then ask me if I want to go out. No. And so like, then it happened to one of my other friends that's online dating right now. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I saw so-and-so on there. And I was like, yeah, me too. And she was like, well, I actually went on a date with him. She was like, but not like as like a date. Like we, like, she was like, I told him up front, like it wasn't going to be like that. And I was like, 100%. He would have made it not like that. Like, you think you're going out is not like that. But if you would have let him, like he would have done it.
1,000%. That's why he's hitting you up.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like lurkers. You guys have just been lurking around all this time waiting for us to be single.
Just fucking waiting on an opportunity. That's why you can't have guy friends.
Well, but again, too, the keyboard confidence that people get.
Yeah.
This is the craziest shit to hear. Like, they would, like, we're talking right now. And then I'm like, oh, well, there's Sammy. Hey, swipe right. You'd be like,
and I'm all. Like,
which in the same, but in the same way,
like, what the fuck?
If I had a female friend and I was single and we were hanging out, like, cool, then all of a sudden she's swiping on me on a dating app, I would think the same thing.
And also, too, that just makes it so weird because it's like, you know each other. So it's like, what are you actually trying to say? Like, are you just like saying hi? Are you saying, like, I've always wanted to do this? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you, like, what's the dynamic here, you know?
Well, just fucking say it.
Yeah, just be upfront about it.
Yeah.
There's another comedian, and he said, guys, here's what I want you to do. And I think we talked about this when we had Jeremy on, was go up to a girl in the bar and go, swipe right with your hand. Don't slap her, but physically go swipe right, or talk to a girl and be like, oh no, swipe left. I want you to physically do that to people and see how fucking far it gets you before you get stomped out.
I feel like that's probably not too far off these days, like with everybody doing it. Like, you're gonna end up sitting somewhere and somebody's gonna walk up to you like, ooh, swipe right. Like
hey, are you on Facebook dating?
Actually, that would be a good line.
That's if some guy walked up to me and like he was like good looking at me, I'd be like, swipe right back. How you doing?
Just be like, no, yes, no, yes.
Just walk through a bar. No, no, yes, no, no, yes. You can buy me a drink, but no, yes.
Dude, that is how I walk into a bar. I go sit in the corner in the fucking bar, and like people try to talk to me. I'm like, do I have fucking come talk to me written on my goddamn forehead? Like, Jesus. I have fuck off written on me, and you still want to talk to me? Like,
that's what's funny is we talk about this all the time. I really don't like a lot of people.
Me neither.
I'm personable and I'm courteous.
Yeah.
And I will talk to people, but people tell me lots of stuff. And I'm like, I maybe shouldn't know this. And you immediately leapt into this conversation that's deep. And I'm like, I'm here. Let's get two whiskeys and let's fucking go for it.
I went on a date with a dude and we went back to his house and he showed me his urethral sounds. That's how comfortable people are talking to me. That's how cool I am.
Dude, again, Uber. Uber. Like, does 911 have an Uber service? Yeah.
This is the same one that like he was like steroided out and like he lost his temper with me. And I was like, oop, seen that before. I gotta go. And he's all, final answer. I was like, yeah.
Like, yeah, swiping left, bitch.
That's fucking crazy.
People are crazy. Dude, this is the life we live.
Like, you're sitting here giggling. Like, you're letting, like the eye of the fucking tornado.
Yeah. I'm like, why has it got so many, like, lumps on it? Like, does that hurt? Like, how do you get that whole thing all the way? It was, like, seriously, it was, like, 10 inches long and, like, metal and, like, had, like, the knobby, like, lumps all the way down it. And I was like, whoa.
Are you into that shit?
Not what I know about it.
Yeah, I know about it, but you're like...
Would you even say if you were into it? If you were into it?
Oh, of course.
It?
Yeah,
Jeremy, for those of you, he's sitting here in the studio with us, creeping.
The man version of the thing we're doing right now.
Yeah, he's just reliving his fucking timeline.
He texted me and the only thing he says was, are you podcasting today? I'm like, he must know something.
Are you lurking?
I was like, do you know Sammy's coming over? Did JJ tell you?
I didn't know you were coming over, but I needed beer. It's been a long day.
Oh, man.
Cheers.
So how about advice for men? How do, like, you're obviously off the market, but if men want to, and I'm sure every girl's different, you know, every girl wants to hear something different or be told something different or whatever, but advice for men to not strike out. Like, if a guy's actually looking for a good person to be with or try to find a relationship, you know, not the guy who's just trying to hook up, like, that guy can figure his own shit out. But the guy who's like, you know, oh, I really think this girl's pretty. I really want to take her out. I really want to get to know her. How does that guy strike up a conversation to get you interested in even going out with them? And then what's a do not do date versus like a fun date?
Okay. Yeah. So first of all, like, if you don't know how to strike up a conversation with a girl on online dating, you have to be fucking retarded, because all you have to do is say hi and mention anything about any of her pictures and ask her a question. And if you don't know any question to ask the person that you potentially want to go on a date with, how are you going to sit in front of them?
Right.
And talk to them?
Yeah.
Right? So ask any question. It could be anything. Tell a joke. Anything. But don't swipe right on a chick. Have her swipe right on you. And if you really are looking to intentionally date, like, don't have her swipe right on you and then not, like, message her after that.
Not pursue it. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Because, like, I'll do that and I'll be like, okay, cool, swipe right. And, like, I'm old-fashioned. I want to be pursued by the guy. And right. If I swiped right on you, I said, okay, green mm-hmm. light. Like I said, like, I was getting, like, matches or people swiping on me that were from Tijuana. Like, I couldn't even get it in the country, you know? So if I swiped right on you, like, hey, what's up? I like what I see. Like, let's do, like, you know? And, like, I would hit up dudes, like, my dude. I swiped right on him. He swiped right on me. He was, like, the first one I saw when I went on online dating, and I knew. I was like, that's the one that I want to date right there, right? Uh-huh. And he didn't hit me up for, like, a couple of days. And then I knew he was 6'6", so here, I'm, like, a dude with tits, so this is what I did. And, like, it was kind of a dude move, but I was like, hey, like, I don't know, like, how long it takes messages to get to you up there.
Do I need to fax you something?
like, because, you know, you're so tall. And, like, he thought that was funny, so he hit me back up, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, say anything about any of their pictures, ask them a question, say a joke, like, hell, say anything you're doing that day. Like, I like your profile, anything, you know? And then, okay, and so if you get a response and the chick's into you, and obviously she said yes because she swiped right on you, say, hey, do you want to meet up? Like, what are you comfortable with? Like, do you, like, can we exchange phone numbers? Like, ask questions. Don't give one word answers. Don't say, what's up? What are you doing? And then she says, I'm doing this. What are you doing? And you're like, ghost her for 3 days and then hit her back up 3 days later. Like,
what are you doing again?
Yeah. I literally saw that today. Somebody posted their, like, screenshot of the text messages, and it was the same three answers and to the same three questions. And she was like, dude, I'm half tempted to post my same answer from the last time he posted that same question.
Never ending.
Yeah.
Like a loop.
Which actually, like, if it had happened in, like, a sequence of a shorter amount of time, would have been hilarious. Hilarious, but right. The fact that it's happening over time, it's like a joke, you know?
Yeah.
But so advice like that. And then also on the dating part, like, what would you do? Honestly, like, I've been through the dates where I've gone, like, whole day dates and, like, dates where I'm just, like, at dinner or whatever. I would just say, like, let's meet up for coffee or a drink.
Okay.
Period, point blank. You will know within the first 3 seconds of meeting somebody whether or not you want to spend more than a couple of hours with them. Because half the time, people don't look like what they look like in their pictures. Sure. And most of the time, like, 100% my advice to male and female, listen to your intuition. Mm. If anything inside of you is saying, I don't know, it's a fuck no. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. Like, nice. 100%. So, you know, so when you meet somebody, it's like, don't plan these extravagant dates. Don't expect a dude to go and spend hundreds of dollars on you, like, on a date. Like, don't go, like, oh my God, take me out to a dinner. Do you know how much money he would be spending while he's trying to date people? Like, you go on, like, a couple of dates a week, and, like, shit's expensive now. Like, when I go out, like, to dinner with somebody, I'll have, like, 2 drinks and dinner, and no joke, the bill's always, like, $150 bucks. You guys know.
And Taco Bell is $15.
100%, right?
For me.
And, like, yeah, you want to meet at Taco Bell?
Yeah. Can I get you a gordita?
And on those Facebook group pages, like, these girls are like, what do you guys think? Like, they're always asking the other girls advice. I'm like, if you don't know your own answer to your own question by now, like, what are you doing? Yeah. But they're like, what do you guys think about a guy asking you out to Chipotle? I'm like, probably a good idea, because you're going to show up and not like that guy anyway.
Yeah, he's probably doing this about 30 times a week. He probably knows the people at Chipotle. They probably know his order. Yeah.
Well, for people that you want to... So I took an interpersonal communication class in college.
Me too.
I majored in communication. And our teacher was like, hey, as it pertains to dating, don't go to a movie. Because you can't talk. Mm-hmm. Why would you meet up with somebody and take them to a loud-ass place where you can't speak? But a date... and your online profile is like an interview and your resume. And the date is your interview, and you're interviewing each other. Like, do we get the job of us being a couple?
Right.
And by the way, it's an investment in both of your time, yeah, right? Because time's valuable.
100%.
Time is worth money. Yes. Whatever it is, there's a monetary amount you can put, yes, to any type of, but time is worth money. So if you're wasting my time and I'm wasting your time, I'd rather do it over a $5 cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yes.
Than to your point, Sammy, a $200 dinner.
Right.
Between the two of them. And I'm sure you don't want to do the same either.
100%. And then I also feel guilty and like I have my own money. So like I will like be like, I will pay for this date just to leave. You know, like.
I will pay you to leave. Yeah.
But that's like what dating is. It's like you go out for drinks or food. And that's just a reason to sit in front of somebody and have a conversation and have something to do with your hands.
Right. Yeah. It's like an interview, right? Like, because like you said, you know, pretty fucking quick. By their vibe, like, because you could vibe off somebody right now and be like...
Like...
So we, on this show, believe that it costs us nothing to promote our friends. And you are a nurse, part-time. And the other part of the time, you are my IV girl, who gives me IVs when I'm dehydrated and drink too much so often.
I've seen it. The first time I met Sammy, I walked in this house and she had like four people all set up with IVs. Yeah. Toby was here and all them. And I walked in and I was like,
And I'm looking at you like, you want one too? And you guys all had the same shirt on.
Yeah.
All the guys, yes, walk in with the same shirt on. You guys' vibes, yeah, are hilarious for that. I was like, look, another one. I was like, wait, is this a thing? And like, the girls are like, oh, yeah. We did that to them. I was like, you guys are great.
Yeah, there's like 40 of us with the same shirt on.
The shirt does not mean I need an IV, but it was like, I'm like, what? I've known you for a while. What's happening here?
IVs are a thing. They make you feel better, but it's not just hangover recovery. It's also NAD, good for your body, good for your cells, good for your skin, good for fucking everything, apparently.
Well, you guys do pre-party.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It works because you get hydrated prior to, and like you're putting the good vitamins in your body, so your body's able to process stuff a lot better. Yeah.
Well, that's a sign of drinking with experience.
Yeah.
Is my pre-game now is not... I'm going to drink a whole bunch, so when I go to the bar, I only have to buy two drinks to black out. Yeah. My pregame now is I hydrate, get a good meal, Sammy hits me with an IV full of vitamins, and now I'm not going to feel like a total bag of trash tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, they say taking your vitamins by mouth, you only absorb, like, I don't know, something like less than 20%, and, like, when I hit you straight in the vein, it's, you know, it goes straight to it. Yeah, you got 100%.
I feel
right
better.
There.
I feel better instantly. Usually, like... Yeah. So I've gotten to the point now where you can taste the, what is it, vitamin B?
Yeah, the B12.
The B12. I can taste it, and I look forward to that taste that I'm like, okay, I'm feeling better now. Because I know that shit's in my fucking
That's
system.
That's just because I gave you a butt shot.
Yeah, it's because Sammy also shoots you in the butt.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt as much, you know? We don't want to give you a dead arm. How are you going to lift your beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy with that. Yeah. If she ever gets to online dating, they'd be like, peg me with vitamins.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. That's happened.
Hey. Look at those. Peg me full of your vitamins, Sammy.
You know how quickly your asshole absorbs about vitamins?
That's another thing about the online dating thing is, like, I'm in my 30s, right? So, like, I get, like, both ends of the spectrums, and, like, I get the young guys, like, hitting me up, and I was like, I don't have kids, like, nor do I want to start off by adopting a 28-year-old right, with mommy issues, mm-hmm, that wants to get pegged.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to skip.
Left. Swipe left.
Yeah, hard pass.
Thanks.
Peg yourself.
Yeah.
Anything's, hey, son.
We got a friend who might want to try Facebook dating.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Yeah, if you're brave enough.
That is the truth.
So how do people find you for IVs? You want them to go through the show and then we'll screen them for you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. She's like, please, pre-screen. all dating requests or IV requests, please go to Shattered Wisdom Podcast.
Man, I put myself in some dangerous positions, but I feel like this one might just like put me in some
more. For sure. So
no, you just have to take Jarrett with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, you get an IV, they get an IV.
Perfect.
Like, yeah. Everybody wins.
Jer will be so fucking hydrated.
Yeah. How much water did you drink this week? None, but I had 14 IVs. 14
IVs. I feel great.
He's like, I have never stopped peeing. Yeah. Sammy, I have to carry my gun with her everywhere I go. And I just have an external catheter, and I just run it down my gene hole, and I pee everywhere I go.
I would feel like an escort at that point. Yeah. Like, Jer's my pimp. Like,
yeah. Try to make sure you don't fuck around.
Oh man, so that leads us right into our next little question, man. So when you're in these IV places, like, you've told me some stories, but are you getting hit on? Are there fucking weirdos who are like, oh fuck, you're actually like really hot, like want to go on a date or want to stay here and look at my shitty apartment? Like, what are you seeing?
I've actually never had anybody like actually come like that forward about it. But I have had people where I know that they are only hitting me up for an IV, and when I'm there, they're like talking themselves up and stuff, and I'm like over here looking at like their house, and I'm like looking at it, like, no.
Story that's coming out of your face doesn't match what's going on in this room.
right. But I'm there for business. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's all great. Everything's great. Yeah, I will see you again for sure. Yeah. You know, like, it's business. Like, don't call me for business and have it not be about business. Right. But, yeah, I have had some crazy stories. Like, remember that? Oh. So I went to an apartment one time, and I lugged my big old bag all the way up those stairs, you know. It's like, here I am. And I found it because it's hard to find apartment complexes. If you've ever had to like find your friends at the apartment complex, you're like, where are you?
Yeah.
So I finally get there. Dude opens the door and instantly just falls backwards, like standing straight up, falls backwards. And like, as a nurse, like once you touch it, it's yours. You know, so mm-hmm. I was like at the door, like.
So you shut the door for him and walked away. End of story.
No, hey, if you're listening and you didn't
I'm not
die,
that cold.
I am.
I stood outside the door and said, "Are you good?
I will call 911 for you."
I was like, "Are you good?" But then it was wild. He started like moaning around on the ground, and then he started crawling towards me and like reaching at me, going, "Rrr." I was like,
"Zombie apocalypse."
Yeah, I was like, and he looked dirty. He looked like a homeless person, like answering this door, and like. He was, like, reaching at me and everything, and I just went, nope, and, like, left. And then, like, I called him because I felt bad after. I was like, are you okay? Do you need help? And I didn't get answers back. And then eventually, like, he texted me back. He's like, who's this?
And then he died.
And
and you read his obituary in the paper next to
him. He was having a fucking
and they said,
stroke.
We're looking for a 5'4" brunette.
Who does, looking like, for a dude with tits.
A dude with tits.
This is what she looks like. She's on camera. I'm like, oh my God. That wouldn't be the first time I've been on the media. People looking for me.
So, which is crazy, but you got to think. So, like, Greg's apprentice, she was a tattooist. And so she would get hit on by dudes. But you have to think, like, haircuts, tattoos, IVs, they're kind of an intimate thing because you are touching somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And even though with an IV, it's not. Intimate is a word. No, but intimate is a word that people misconstrue a lot. Intimate is you touching somebody else. Because you think about your day.
100%.
Yeah, you're not going around and like fucking touching everybody and hugging everybody. Right. But you have that close interaction. You have to have a conversation. You and have to be close to somebody.
It's also very more intimate for the other person that I'm dealing with too, because they have to trust me.
Yes.
At that point, you know, and I have to facilitate that trust, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're like, so I'm facilitating this thing. It's almost like a facade, actually, because I'm like, I do this all the time, but I have to make you feel comfortable. So all of a sudden, you feel very comfortable with me. You trust me a lot. And then I stab you, and you still feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people that's why, like, waitresses, tattooists, bartenders, baristas, anybody that is forced to interact with somebody and an individual interaction.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm taking your order to bar, I have to go, Sammy, what do you want to drink? Jeremy, what do you want to drink? That is an intimate conversation. It's just you and me are talking. And so then that's, oh, I hadn't, they were mine. That's my thing.
Yeah.
That's, we've now connected.
They want to know what I want.
Interpersonal
thing. And they're going
to
give it to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not because you're fucking paying me to do it. Not as a prostitute.
So along those lines too, you told me like some guy like trying to die on you before. Like you've like been in like some situations.
Oh, yeah. Some dude was trying to, like, lie to me and tell me, like, oh, yeah, nothing's going on. I'm just dehydrated or whatever. And, like, really, he had been up all night, like, on drugs and everything, unbeknownst to me. And so I was giving him an IV, and like, it's a normal response for the, like, when you get very nervous about something, and a lot of people do this, like when you go to poke him with a needle, like the blood, if you've ever had one, like you probably know, the blood rushes out of your head as like a response from your body. Like it's very normal, and you pass out, which is fine. You just lay somebody down and like the, let the blood flow evenly, like let gravity do its job, let them come back too. Well, he started sweating and passing out. Somebody walked in right as it was going on, and I almost felt like it was like, you know, that scene in Step Brothers where they're like trying to not get the parents to sell the house, and he's got him sitting there with all blue on the carpet, and he's like, you know, like I felt like that when the dude walked in, and I'm over here like, I'm playing it cool because his friend's there, and he was like, is this normal? And I was like, yeah, everything's great. And meanwhile, I'm like socking this guy, like I'm like doing like a little chest like rub, and I'm like socking him. I'm like, no, you're like, come back, you know? And I was like, you will be fine. I'm turning up the IV all the way because I'm like, I'm not stopping. Like, you obviously need fluid. So I'm like, you're like, I'm turning it up all the way. He came back too. And I was looking at him straight in the eyes, and I was like, you are going to make it through this. Like, stay away.
I'm already like, here. I need you to fucking figure this thing out.
But in the medical profession, like, you have to be calm. Mm-hmm. Someone can be full-on cardiac arrest, you know, broken leg, all kinds of crazy shit happening. You'd be like, you're okay. It's good. Yeah, we're fine. Don't worry about it. And you are the eye of the hurricane, and they're and you're like, no, it's okay. This is that. Hey, this is every day. It's like going to get your mail. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Just sit down, breathe.
It's like my best and worst like toxic trait at the same time. You know, like I can be calm. Like if anybody else is freaking out, I can be calm, cool, collected. You're handling that side of it for me, so that's covered. I'm going to go ahead and try to take care of the situation, you know? So, yeah, 100%. Like, I'm going to sit here and tell you, like, everything's, like, all the movies, you're dying. Like, oh, you're going to be fine. Everything's great. Like, looking into their eyes as they go.
It's not going to get you, bud.
Dude, see, I'm like that, too. I love chaos. And when shit's getting chaotic, I get calmer and calmer and calmer. And I'm one of those types of people. I got, like, ADHD. I need 80 things to do at once. And I'll get them all done. If you give me one thing, I'll never do it. But if you dump me in the middle of chaos.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, that was like a therapeutic thing you just said to me right there. I was like, oh man, that's me too.
No, dude, I love it. When all the shit's hitting the fan, everybody's like, oh, and I start like, and I start laughing. And they're like, what is fucking wrong with you? I'm like, I love this shit. Like, bring it on. And I'll lose my temper and go in and out and all that kind of stuff. But I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, okay. Because then it's like, okay. Everyone's worked up. Okay, you do this. You do that. It's Fantasia, right? Mickey Mouse with the fucking mops. Okay, but now you do this. Mm-hmm. And then you do this. And you can start orchestrating. You can start. And you can sit in the center of it and let it all kind of happen around you. I love that shit. And you just can sit in the pocket.
You just talked about like every like girl like at her house, like when she's trying to like have people over or whatever. Like you got all week. You ain't doing shit. Your house is a mess. People tell you, I'm coming over in a half an hour. Her house is clean like.
Kendra makes fun of me because she's like, you start 87 tasks at once. And I go, And I'm starting laundry and I'm starting dishes and I'm doing something in the yard and I'm putting something else up and I'm painting this too.
So as a ratio, what would you say the finishing rate is on that?
100%. No, I finish everything.
How many closing deals do you have?
No, I finish everything, but you have to give me 10 things to do at once. And then I will do them. If you're like, just do this one thing, it'll never fucking happen. 6 weeks later, I'll be like, oh, fuck, I should do that.
I actually forgot about it.
Yeah, put it on the list. Give me 12. Put it on one of 12 and I'll do it.
So now that we're way off track, I saw that you have a Peloton for sale.
I have a Peloton. Do you want it?
No, I have one in my fucking room. No,
I would love it. I got so much extra room in my house.
You want a Peloton?
Yeah.
You gotta buy it.
How about we trade for IVs?
Shit, you can talk to my wife about that shit.
I'll trade her for IVs, too.
You can talk to her.
I'll take her out on a date.
Hey, no.
Hey, whoa.
Fucking back up.
Don't be scared.
I'm not fucking scared. Kind of scared. She likes brunettes.
Oh, man.
Can I watch from the corner?
If you're good.
I'm always fucking good, dude.
Oh, dog right now.
Oh,
man.
If you give me an ice cube that looks like a fucking ice cube, maybe.
Hang on, Jared.
We'll talk about it.
A real ice cube? Girls like real ice cubes, Jeremy.
I had to take the whole block out to get the fucking shit she got now.
Hey, so you know what you did? There's a bowl to the left. No, here's what you fucked up. There's a bowl to the left.
They're already made.
And you got the little shitty ice. There's a bag to the right with the big giant ice.
Talk shit. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. It's my podcast. The Jack and Jared show, yeah. Motherfucker.
Guess what? All of this is happening and nothing. JJ can go, yep.
Yep. Delete. Yeah. Gone. None of this is making the show, I promise.
Have you not noticed that I'm only here because of the shit that you said?
I'm aware of how this shit falls into place.
Some of the stuff that you were saying was freaking hilarious, though, because I was looking at it, I was like, wait, hold on, what timeline are we talking about? Because the fact that, like, you were hitting him up and saying, like, oh, Sammy's on there, and, like, you were talking about, like, because you're taken, right?
No, I'm single.
But at the time, on the podcast, you were talking about how you're taken, and I was like, when the fuck was this recorded? And you guys even talked about, like, the math on that. I was dying laughing. I was like...
Dude, he is taken and not taken.
I was like, how did you not end up on the Facebook group that I am... involved.
Because Jeremy dates girls out of state.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe. He's in the county that he's in,
probably,
right?
Probably. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe.
That's why we talked about, too. Scott came out, and mm-hmm. Scott goes, I'm going to get on Tinder in a 2-mile radius. And he goes, hey, guys, don't get mad at me if your wives are on here. And we're like, oh, fuck yeah, I am. Not because you're going to swipe on him, but let's see it. Fire it up, dude. And then Jarrett and I are like peeking over his shoulder like the kid that just got a Game Boy.
He did like a 2-mile radius.
Yeah.
And it was like a billion fucking people within a 2-mile radius.
100%. That's how I feel, too. I'm like, wow, there's so many dudes around here. But then you get on there and you look at the dudes and you're like.
There's a reason.
For girls, you're like, that's probably not going to. No. And but for guys, they're like, hole.
No, but he fired up his Tinder. He fired up his Tinder and we were like, no. Do the
That's because you have a hole.
Swipe the one way. No, for him. We're living intrinsically.
Backside in the,
because
in the,
you
in
have
the...
a hole. If you didn't have a hole, you'd be like, maybe.
Sammy, don't let the looks fool you. I am a quality, not quantity guy.
And you are the rare one, and that's why you're married. And
that's why I married a top tier woman.
Yeah, she's freaking amazing.
Oh yeah, she's super.
I have a great personality.
You guys?
No, I'll tell you this much. You know why I have dated outside of my fucking. My looks is because I have a good fucking personality.
Yeah.
My dad has told me, he's like, man, you've dated some beautiful women. And I'm like, that's kind of like a backhanded compliment.
It is.
Dad.
But did I not just tell you that earlier when you were like, I'm like 5'11 and I put on my shoes. And I said, but if you got a good personality and big dick energy, you automatically gain like 2 inches and like you're over 6 foot. Good job. High five.
Yeah, I went from a 4 to a 7.
Or fucking dick wise.
Well, height wise.
Oh, okay. Just so it doesn't matter.
Because I don't know what his dick looks like. Don't.
You're not gaining 2 inches.
No, and I'm not sending you a picture. Solicited or unsolicited. Not happening. But. That goes back to, too, like, guys, have a personality.
I mean, it goes a long way. Like, I got JJ.
I mean, I don't think that's, like, a hard ask.
No, dude.
So, it's a very hard ask.
Dude, but are you a sociopath? Can you not, as a person, interact with people? How is the digital age distracted us so much from just this?
Exactly, the digital age. Because these guys are single, and they don't have anybody to handle them. Like, you guys have handlers, and to keep you on task, and to give you 87 things to do at one time, right? They're at home, like, what the fuck am I doing? I'll just watch porn. You know? So they're
That, guys. That gives you unrealistic expectations.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that nurse that's giving you IV is also not going to give you a reach around.
Yeah, she's also not going to be like, oh, can you hold my hair?
Not the pizza delivery service that you fucking asked for.
She's not going to show up in pasties like, I'm here to give you your IV. Like, you make a lot more money.
100%. My friend has tried to tell me that. She's like, oh, my God. Well, like, hey, my friend's going to come and give you an IV, and she'll be naked. And I was like, no, I'm going to bring you, and you can be naked, and I'll give the IV.
Here's the funny thing, too. I saw a thing for a topless maid service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, topless maid? I'm like, here's two things I like. Titties in a clean house.
Yeah. Not together. With bleach.
And you know what I want? I want somebody to clean my fucking house. And if you walk in with your titties, like, I'm here to clean my house. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Like, I hired you to clean my fucking house. Well, what else you want me to do? Scrub my toilets.
This ain't Bang Bros, bitch. Like, I want you to actually do this.
I'm going to go work in the yard. I don't want to look at you naked. And if my house isn't clean by the time you leave, I'm going to be upset. And you are too, because you came here.
Yeah.
And expecting. That's why you're still married, because you are like, I would rather pay you to clean my house so my girl can show me her titties more. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Because if she's sitting here cleaning and scrubbing a toilet, guaranteed she's not like, I love scrubbing toilets. I can't wait to show my man her titties.
Are these shit stains?
Are they yours or our children's?
Yeah. She's like, who dropped this fucking log?
She's over here like, fuck my life. And then you get to her and you're like, baby, show me your titties. And she's like, hmm.
She's like, these that have fucking Clorox on my sweater?
She's titty fucking your toilet seat.
Fuck you. Hey, we did that too for a while. We were like, you know what? We're going to save some money. Yeah. We'll just clean the house ourselves. And we would spend 4 hours on Saturday. By the time we were done cleaning, we didn't want to see anything of anybody. Mm. If she was like, hey, you want to? I'm like, no. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
And fuck our kids because they're dirty little bastards.
Yeah.
And then they put their sticky little fingers on it like 3 minutes after that. Yeah. Like, why do you want to put your sticky fingers on the inside of the drawers? What is that? Mm-hmm. What is that?
That's my favorite question as a parent. What is that? Is that chocolate or is it poop?
I don't know.
Is that raisin?
I don't even have that. Like, I don't have kids. And for me to know that, like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, why is my inside of my drawer sticky?
Sammy, there are days I walk in and I'm like,
don't grab the socks under the bed.
No. I got two girls, but I look at stuff and I go,
Still don't grab the socks on the end.
Never. If you pull it out and it's still in the shape of an L.
Yeah, like, that thing looks solid.
Just
throw that one away. Don't even wash it.
But I walk in time. And
that's the one that hits your fucking washer. Do. What the fuck is in there? Your socks. Oh, fuck.
There are times I walk in my house and I look at something and I'm like, how'd that stain get on that wall? I'm like, we drank. We did this. And I'm in my mind, I'm like Smirky. Einstein. I'm working the problem backwards. It's Goodwill Hunting in my brain. I'm doing math backwards. How much? All the numbers. And what it is my kid had a fucking cup of juice and bang, it blasted against the wall because the dog jumped. Whatever. We digress.
Let that be a blessing to you. Like, look at my life. I walk into my house and I'm used to it now. But people walk into my house and they're like, what is that on your wall? And I'm like, that's bear spray. And they're like,
what the fuck?
You get bear spray on your wall. And I was like, do you want the long version or the short version of the crazy ass opportunities that I gave to myself?
Yeah. So, you have some of my favorite stories.
The fact that you just said
bear spray.
Not pepper
hang
spray.
Hang on. No. The fact that you said bear spray on my wall and the opportunity that I gave myself.
Yes.
That is very, that's a double negative, sweetheart.
Nuh-uh. I made the decision, and I own my decisions.
But you had to bear mace somebody in your house.
You bear mace a person.
That is not an opportunity.
I had a great time making horrible decisions. And
that ended with bear mace?
Honestly, no one can ever say that they have, like if you haven't you haven't lived until you bear sprayed a motherfucker.
Sammy, I hunt. Let me tell you, sweetheart.
I haven't even bear sprayed a bear.
That shit shoots 30 feet easy, hard.
I know. This fucking big dude and I, Sammy, the big gentleman to my right and I, went to Alaska to hunt caribou in the back country with no fucking sub-wizards, with bear mace and pistols and rifles for whatever bear may perchance come upon us.
I feel like I could easily talk a wild bear into not doing the things that the person that I bear sprayed into not doing. Like, I'd be like, I bear sprayed him at 6 foot.
6 feet. And the wall behind him was
4.5.
Okay, we'll get there later. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so
we should bear mace this episode before it is fucking getting wild in the streets.
Do you
want to
bear mace this one?
Yes.
All right, so we'll tear gas this motherfucker. can you imagine, bro? Like, can you imagine being on the other side of that? And then that crazy bitch hit me with bear mace.
Hey,
you bear mace yourself?
Yeah. I didn't bear spray him because I was scared of him. He mocked me.
Ooh. And said, I bet you won't?
Once he mocked me, I was like, Like, because he came at me kind of crazy, right? And I didn't do it because I felt bad. I'm like, that's the part you're talking about right there. But then when he mocked me, I was like, oh, hell no. Got him straight in the face, 4.5 feet away.
Was he dying?
No, he went away and he looked, and then I stopped, and then he looked back, and I was like, oh, didn't get you good enough, and got him. Yeah, and then he was done there.
Yeah, because he had a big beard, and that shit was like,
because you fucking bear maced him. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, shut her down. I'm afraid I'm going to get bear maced. Where's your purse? What is in that? Like a baby bear mace?
You got a gun like pointing at me right now. Like, a little 22
in
there.
I like you guys.
You knew what you were getting into.
Jarrett, shut this shit down. You're the captain now.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Shut it off.
All right, man. Fucking, we're going to have to get Sammy back on here because she obviously has better stories. Better stories than Facebook fucking dating.
Let's get into that next time.
Yeah, so we'll put a fucking, we'll bear mace this episode. This
motherfucker into submission.
Let's fucking, oh, I didn't get you good the first time?
Let me double tap with the bear mace.
Yeah. Oof. Shoot me in the face. All right.
She will. Don't fucking put that out there in the universe, dude.
Don't mock me.
Oh, fucking don't mock me.
Hey, by the way, the sound absorption panels in here will also absorb bear mace. We'll never be able to record it here again.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Bear mace, like, dude, it doesn't scrub off the wall.
I don't know how you live it in your house.
It's orange. It's everywhere. It, like, if you get it on your carpet, it, like, your feet will be stinging in the shower.
Well, it's an oil.
For weeks and weeks.
Yeah, it's an oil.
And weeks. And if you get it in your beard.
Don't jump in the pool. I don't like the way you fucking look at me specifically, Sammy, and talk to me. I am not that guy. You have a fucking beard too. I am not that guy.
I'm a recent beard grower.
Look at me. Look at me looking at you. I am not that guy.
Yeah, I'm the captain now. All right. So thank you, Sammy, for coming on. We have had way more fun than we fucking expected to have. So we will absolutely have you back. Maybe next time you bring some of your homegirls with some crazy ass stories.
Yeah.
Because I know that you have A, pretty friends, and B, crazy stories with those pretty friends.
Well, also too, like, my friends come about it a lot different ways. Like, I want to meet up with you as soon as possible, and my friends want to talk to you for a week over text messaging.
Really? Dude, it would be good to get another perspective.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll set that up. We'll do it on maybe a weekend when your friends aren't busy and doing their whole thing, because everybody's got lives and shit. So this worked out today. Jeremy doesn't have a life.
Everybody got time to get bear maced.
Yeah. When they don't have a job.
You ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do. I'm going to bear mace you. That is not what happened in Friday.
Mm-hmm. No, they got high. They got high today.
Yeah, they smoked a lot of weed. They didn't get fucking maced.
Weed?
Jesus. Whatever.
Okay, cool. So, once again, Sammy, thank you. Appreciate you coming out. I'm 100% sure you're going to boost our ratings. So I'm excited. I'm going to thank you in advance for that one. And thanks for putting up with all of our questions and things like that. And Jeremy, thanks for coming. Like you always.
Thanks for showing up.
Thanks for observing and getting these shit ice.
So I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
I've been shit talking. I mean, Sammy.
Yeah, shit talking Sammy. Sammy. Shit talking Sammy. Sammy fucking bear mace. Hey, and this has been Shattered Wisdom, man, and you guys are welcome.